out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a crab diving hump day, everybody. Welcome. Crab diving live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's a few minutes after 2 p.m. here out on the Pacific type coast. A little after 5 out on the Eastern type coast, if that's where your ear holes be taking us in. If not, if it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to this wonderful pearl of a program as a rerun, or you've downloaded us as a podcast, either on crabdiving.com, on iTunes, on Stitcher, all over the fucking place. We're going to be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thank you for joining us on this, what is this day?
Wednesday!
It's Wednesday, everybody. What do you want? An award?
10th of June. Our year of our Lord 2015. Tons of shit going on. We'll be taking our usual pot shots at the ass wipes of the right, the dick holes, the cheese fucks, whatever you feel like calling them.
Hello, cheese fucks.
Not that there's anything wrong with fucking cheese.
Hi, cheese fucks.
As long as it consents. We're all for, and it's aged cheese.
Oh, the cheese is aged.
No underage cheese. Don't fucking underage cheese, everybody. All kinds going on. Hey, talk to us during the show if you like. Many different ways to contact us. You can contact us on the social media on Twitter. At crabdiving is our handle. You can also follow us. We're periscoping right now. Visual out on the Periscope, which you can get on Periscope or through our Twitter. And give us a call if you like on the Skype machine. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS is our phone number.
The phone lines are open. We just advise people to not molest dairy products? Is that what I just heard?
Well, they can molest it. Just make sure it's old enough.
Oh, yes.
And consent.
Don't diddle the Munster.
Yeah, consent might be a little hard.
Isn't Munster a type of cheese? That exists, right?
It was a TV show.
Oh, really?
Right.
Munsters.
Oh, the Munsters.
But was it? It was fucking cheese as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Munster cheese. Yeah, I believe so.
I don't really know my cheeses. I really don't.
I think I lived in Wisconsin for a while. You would think I'd be an expert.
Isn't there a person out there, like, isn't there something like a cheese sommelier, a professional cheeseologist type?
I think so. We recently heard about a professional beerologist, and I can't remember what it was called. It was a weird name, like a sommelier for beers. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
A
beer sommelier is like a...
A Cicerone. A
Cicerone?
Remember? The Cicerone is
that
now
sounds
the
like,
new...
Sounds Roman.
Yeah.
Cicerone?
That's what's going on there. It's a lovely grayish day here in Los Angeles, California. Who knows what's going on with the weather? God knows there's no, climate change or global warming or anything like that going on.
I got to tell you, I think our internet is slow because it's overcast. I know that doesn't make any sense. But LA
nothing makes sense.
Is not primed for any kind of, obstacles. I mean, we can't have anything against us.
If it rains.
Or we crumble.
If there's a drizzle, the town is paralyzed because we just ain't used to that shit. And people just, really don't know how to drive in the rain. I mean, I understand because it never happens. But having grown up in Chicago and in the Midwest and done time in Wisconsin, it you know, we drove in the rain a lot, so it's you have to
done
understand.
Time in Wisconsin. That's so disparaging to our cheesehead listeners.
Well, compared to what's going on now, that dickwad Walker is turning it into a gulag there in Wisconsin, trying to get rid of, well, got rid of the unions, but trying to make it so that you don't need a degree to teach kids.
You don't even need a high school diploma, right?
Anything.
Do you need a GED?
No. No certification whatsoever. A pulse.
You know, one time when I was working construction in Chicago, we were at this, we were charged with replacing a urinal in a bar called the Cell Block.
Cell Block.
It's a gay bar.
Yes.
For, I think, bears. Big guys that like to, I don't know.
Or was it just a
it looked like
leather bar for all types?
God, I don't know. All I know is that
it was definitely like an S&M leather.
Oh, yeah. It was designed to look like a prison. God, I forgot my point. What was my point?
You were doing construction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You fixed a urinal.
Right. It was something else that I was going to mention. Scott Wall. Oh, God. We were talking about a GED. This guy that used to get paid, I don't know how much, they didn't pay this guy anything, but he wasn't quite all there in the brain, in the head. You know what I mean? He was a little slow, whatever. But he would let us in the morning to work on this bar. And he would be studying this shit. And I got to look at what he was studying. And he was learning how to do like long division.
Really?
He was studying for the GED like that. I was like, holy Christ, this guy's got to be in his mid-30s, and he's learning how to divide and show his work.
Right.
I'm just saying that's who's going to teach the little cheeseheads in Wisconsin.
Possibly.
I mean, that's a good job, man, teaching. That can pay well.
No, not anymore, because they're trying to, they hate teachers, the Republicans. Are you kidding me? They despise, teachers. I think teachers, first of all, I think should be maybe a little more difficult to become a teacher. And because, I mean, think about what responsibility you're giving these assholes. Think about how a horrible teacher fucked up your school experience. We've all had at least one. I had Sister Mary Cuntface and ruined my entire fifth grade.
Right.
That's all I remember of fifth grade is that heinous walrus of an evil woman.
Fifth grade kind of sucks anyway. I mean,
it's a rough one.
My fifth grade sucked as well, kind of, so whatever. Yeah.
But seriously, you just shouldn't let any, tap dancing asshole become a teacher.
I agree.
Pay them a lot of money.
But they should also make it easier for qualified people to become teachers. You know, like, my brother teaches music down in Florida, and the fucking hoops you have to jump through to teach music is ridiculous. You got to take all these math and science prerequisites that have to do with what? What does it matter if your music teacher or your gym teacher knows anything about biology? How does it matter?
Well, you're kind of making Scott Walker's argument for taking away the...
Not really.
Necessity
no,
for degrees.
No, I'm not. No, no. That's not what I'm saying at all. These people have degrees. I'm just saying, like, if you have a music degree, why should you go
Oh, he has to take more?
Yeah, you have to take prerequisites.
Oh, that's crazy.
And it's different in all... I'm sure it's different state to state, but sometimes you have to take these, I don't know, entrance or qualifying exams to get your teacher's license.
Right.
Which you're learning math and English and science that has nothing to do with your field.
Which you might be teaching. Yeah, if you're
it's a fucking pain in the ass right now.
You're some English teacher getting math stuffed in front of you.
I don't think that has... I mean, Scott Walker's argument is totally different. He just wants to make sure teachers are paid 0.0.
Right. They're trying to destroy the education system and privatize it. Yeah. So they try to make public education as shit-tastic as possible.
Yeah, and you have to teach these dumbass standards and these fucking tests that don't do anything except qualify your school district for certain funding.
Right.
It's stupid. It's all fucked up. The Wisconsin thing's fucked up. And the way it is now is kind of fucked up.
There's a lot of fucked up.
Let me
up
hit
itness.
The gong.
Yeah, gong. There's a lot of fucked up-ness going on in the world.
Hear ye.
I was just looking at our Facebook page. Hey, join us on Facebook. Lots and lots of conversation going on. It's getting to be hard to keep up with the comments that are flying around. There's all kinds of stuff. Lots of still conversations going on about what happened in McKinney, Texas, with the police officer, Officer Friendly, who resigned last night.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. What's he going to do for a job now? Is he going to be a wrestler?
He was in McKinney. He'll move over to North Richland Hills and be a cop there or something like that. I'm just to a different suburb.
Don't you think some asshole would hire him for a private gig now?
Fox News. He's going to get his own show.
What? I wonder why cops stay cops these days. I mean, if it's such a shitty job and it's so dangerous, why not hop over to the private sector and protect some fat cat when they're on their way to South America or something? That sounds like a sweet gig.
I think those jobs are hard to come by.
Oh, really? I always thought that'd be easy.
All the
cop to move into private sector.
All the ex-military guys are trying to get those jobs.
You know, I used to date someone whose father was a policeman, and Frank Sinatra offered him a job, and he turned it down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it was a little creepy.
Oh, I don't, yeah. You might not.
He didn't feel like moving bodies around and shit.
Or you might end up as the body. You might, oh, I know. You might not last real long in that capacity.
How evil was Sinatra, though? I mean, was he a real gangster, or was he just a guy with mobster friends? Because I've heard stories that he was actually a mob dude.
Both? I mean, I thought the rumor was that the mob kind of helped
his career.
Set his career up, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, with these clubs and shit, and they would put him up in, and that later on, you know, he hung out with, is it Giancana? Was that his buddy? The big,
I don't know.
The big bad mafioso.
Giancana!
That Frank used to hang out with in Vegas and shit like that.
Fuck
so.
You. And is that who that character was supposed to be in Godfather 1? The guy that came, the singer, the lounge singer that came to the Godfather at the very beginning of the movie, right before his daughter's wedding, and he cries, and then the Godfather says, you know, Marlon Brando says, be a man, and then he smacks him around. Was that guy supposed to be like Frank Sinatra?
I don't know. Who maybe. Knows?
Whatever.
I want you to be a man.
Who gives a shit?
That wasn't the guy that was like, you are a kind and wonderful leader.
No, that was
and
the.
I love you.
I believe that was the florist.
I am here to pay homage to you and your daughter on her marriage.
You know, that was the florist, I think. And if I'm wrong, give us a call 323-601-LIBS or, you know, chime in on the old Periscope.
Twitter.
Yes, and Twitter at Crab Diving. I believe that was the florist who, in one of the penultimate points in the film, the bad guys were coming to kill the Godfather as he was in his hospital bed, and that florist happened to come by to wish the Godfather, you know, to visit him in the hospital. And then Michael Corleone, because there were no thugs guarding his dad, made him pretend to be like a mobster. So when the bad guys came by, they'd see, oh, look, he's guarded, and they left.
It's been so long since I've seen. I got to watch the two good ones again.
I can't believe I'm wasting time on this show telling people what happened in a movie that came out in the early fucking 70s.
Right.
Will you please beat the shit out of me?
You can, but it's a good movie. It's one of the best movies ever.
Oh, it's a lovely movie. Let me explain The Godfather to everyone listening. Everybody's seen it.
Speaking of Godfather, before we even get to the headlines, this one, this is a story. It's on our Facebook, and we've talked about the Brown Bakistan, Kansas, where that just shit drizzle diaper load fuckwad.
Hello, shit drizzle diaper load fuckwad.
Sam Brownback is puts his face on TV when he takes a moment to pull his face from the hairy, nasty taints of the coke cunts.
Yummy.
And systematically destroying the state of Kansas, gave tax breaks to all the rich fucks, and now they can't keep schools open.
Why?
So what do they do? Instead of taxing the rich again, what does he do? Well, let's just close schools.
Yeah, fuck it.
Again, one of these coke brother worshippers that just wants to destroy government and destroy the educational system, slash and burn. Let's fuck it up, and then we'll point at it and say, look, it doesn't work.
God, I mean, that's what they're doing, right?
Yeah. That's pour sugar in your gas tank, your car, and then go, hey, well, this car sucks. It's a piece of shit. You should get a Ford instead.
Oh, God. This is so exhausting.
Well, now, I don't know how this is even remotely constitutional, what this just hemorrhoid is proposing now.
Right.
Brownback.
Hello, Brownback.
So there's a something going on in the judiciary there. There's a case.
Yes.
Before them.
Hear ye, hear ye.
It started in 2014. The state Supreme Court ruled that these assholes,
right,
were there's a disparity between school funding between rich and poor districts. So they were like, well, fuck the poor people. We're not going to spend money on them. Let's make a nice, beautiful gymnasium in the white person neighborhood.
Oh, God.
And let's have 60 people per one class in the Negro. I mean, the poor people neighborhood.
You know, that's the most important thing in some schools, the gym floor.
Oh, yeah. I remember even in my school, it was like pristine.
Oh, my God.
If you wore the wrong shoes, they had snipers. The Kansas Supreme Court,
right?
The Kansas fucking Supreme Court was like, you know, this ain't cool,
right?
To fuck the poor on the education system. So the justices said, fix it to the legislature. You guys got to fix this shit, right? So the legislature passed some kind of law taking away the Supreme Court's ability to appoint local chief justices or judges and set court budgets. Like they were the legislature was like, they were pissed off. So they're like, well, fuck you. We're going to start.
Oh, yeah. Because the legislature
take your power away.
They didn't want to fix their laws or their bill or whatever.
They're voting with Brownback there. They want to kill everything.
Oh, my God.
They want to destroy America.
How horrendous. Well,
so. It was widely seen as retaliation.
Right.
In the first ruling, the justices stopped short of declaring that the school system was totally constitutionally underfunded. And now it's basically what's happening is they're still waiting to see what the court is ultimately going to decide. But
yes.
Now Brownback and the legislature have said, well, you vote the wrong way, basically, and we're going to defund the entire state judiciary.
Is this what the founding fathers had in mind?
I would hope not.
God, what a clusterfuck.
I would hope not. So they've threatened these justices with these, quote, reforms. They're threatening to organize recall elections. They're threatening to pass a law that splits the Supreme Court in two.
How, why?
Or something like that.
For what? To what end?
Because they don't want the Supreme Court to decide if something's unconstitutional. They don't like that.
Well, what are they getting paid for? The Supreme Court, if they're not deciding on cases.
No, the Supreme Court's trying to. The legislature is trying to destroy the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's my question. Like, well, what are
because
they?
Because they're not towing the Coke line.
Oh, shit.
They want them out of there. Just like they think any justice that's going to vote for gay marriage should recuse themselves and be impeached.
Right, because you're biased. You're biased, yeah. Because you think certain people should have, you know, their fucking
human
rights intact.
It didn't go the way we want. Impeach them all.
God, you know what they do vote on in Kansas? What they do care about? That fucking all-star game. That baseball game. There are, right now, I know this is totally off topic, but the Kansas City Royals, because you vote on who plays in the Major League Baseball all-star game, right? The fans vote. Right now, 7 of the 9 starting positions are...
Don't the journalists get a say anymore?
No, fans vote.
Oh, it used to be journalists, though, right?
I don't know. You know, the sports writers, they vote on things like Hall of Fame, Cy Young, MVP,
yeah,
and all that other bullshit. But the fans vote on the All-Star game, and right now, Kansas has voted, like, they have 7 of the 9 position players, starting players, leading by considerable amounts of votes, and they don't think they're going to lose. So it's going to be an all-star game of all Kansas City Royals.
The home team.
I think it's hilarious. I love it. I love it. I wish the Chicago Cubs could get off their ass, their fans, and vote all the Cubs in for once. That'd be fun, right? Anyway, back to Brownback.
Are any Cubs going to be there at the...
Yeah, Rizzo.
Yeah, Rizzo.
Rizzo should be. You know, maybe that's it.
Wow.
That's not bad.
4,000 people have seen our story about Governor Brownstein on Facebook, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We got quite a shit ton of comments, but...
Speaking of Brownback, by the way, there's another story about him. Did you see that? He's sick, actually. Did you know that?
Oh.
He's suffering from a case of fuckface-itis.
I was trying to be faux sympathetic, too, and not be an asshole. And
no, you should feel bad for him.
I felt like throwing my earphones down and dancing.
Oh, yeah. You don't know. You don't know what it's like to live with fuckface-itis. It's tough. You don't have it. I had it for a while once. I got rid of it.
So now they're saying that the court there has an opportunity. That law that they passed saying fuck you to the judiciary is now being challenged.
And so say we all.
And so the judiciary is going to decide on that. It's likely unconstitutional, but now Brownback is saying, and the Brownbackistanians are saying they don't care.
Yeah, fuck it.
If you vote that our laws are unconstitutional, we're going to the entire state judiciary.
Yes,
will lose its funding.
Oh shit!
So basically, it's uphold our law, or we're gonna. Get rid of now. How can they do that?
There's something dysfunctional about what you're describing. I can't quite put my finger on what it is.
I don't understand how they could do that. How can a state decide? Well, we're not going to have a justice system anymore.
I don't know.
We're not going to have judges anymore. I don't think.
Get Barack Hussein Obama on the phone.
I don't think states have that much leeway.
Well, how can Michigan? That's
some bullshit.
But you know, like if you have an emergency manager kind of situation, I mean, this is sort of similar to that, right? Because by appointing an emergency manager to a county or a city, aren't you essentially saying that the other branches in government don't fucking matter?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a czar situation.
Yeah.
Is that what they're going for in Kansas?
Well, yeah. They want the elite to rule. The birchers, you know, the ones that the Cokes the loins they crawled from.
Yes.
Their daddy was one of the founders of the John Birch Society, which, you know, basically was, well, rich white people should run the country. God damn it.
You know what? I don't think we're going to be just listening to this show. What I've learned from Crab Diving, which you can hear Monday through Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. on crabdiving.com/listen or /live, is that these Koch brothers are not going away. And we obviously can't beat them. So let's just go to them.
But we have kind of.
How much money to go away? What do you need?
They don't want it
to them.
They want the power. Money means nothing to them. The Charlie Koch snatch was on, I think it was Charles, was interviewed.
Now that's a Charles.
And he said people accuse us of wanting more money. And he's like, you've got to be kidding.
Right.
You know, I mean, they've got $50 billion each, or so, almost. So, on one level, he's kind of right. Like, you know, really, I'm not doing this for the money. But it is it's the I've got the biggest dick in the universe kind of thing. You know, the money...
God, what a sickness to have. How sad.
The individual dollars mean nothing to him, but that status, that power that he's got...
God,
I think it does. They want to fucking take over. And I don't know. I guess they really believe their bullshit.
Right.
But they've never, you know, they crawled out of a $100 million vagina. So I don't know how they can think that they can relate to endemic,
right,
racist poverty.
You know, it sounds like a game show, the $100 million vagina.
Right.
What was that? What was that $100,000 pyramid, right? What a joke.
Right.
Can't even buy a house with that.
What was that other dumb one where it was
password.
Howie Mandel and you just pick a fucking, all you do is pick a briefcase.
Oh, win, lose, or draw.
Is that it?
No. It's
I forget what the name
of it was. God, it was so dumb.
It really was. It was just 30 models standing there with briefcases.
Full of money.
And you have to decide if you want to keep going or stop.
You know, good for Howie Mandel. I mean, talk about like catapulting your stand-up career into something, you know, awesome.
TV hosting.
Oh, my God.
And now he's sitting on that same panel for that America's Got Talent, right?
God, yeah. You know what I watched a little bit of? So You Think You Can Dance? Or the game show about you pick dancers?
It's like...
Paul Abdul's on it. Oh, awesome. I mean, it's just... God. Oh, my God. I watched... okay.
Was she coherent? Did you see a clip of this?
No. No one's coherent.
I thought she ain't good at speaking.
No. Here's how that show is written. Platitude, bullshit. That's all they say. It's it.
Isn't there a brutal one on the panel? Like, is there a Simon?
Yeah, the white British dude.
Simon Le Bon.
Yes.
Wild boys never lose you.
Simon Le Bon, for everyone wondering, was one of our four founding fathers. He was in Duran Duran along with Nick Taylor and
one of the other Taylor brothers, Nick, John Taylor.
No, Nick, was it with the
there
Taylor
were two
brothers?
Taylors,
really?
Right there. Oh God, we're so sorry, people.
What's your favorite Duran Duran song?
Duran Duran. Her name is Rio, and she's.
You like the song? You know, what's his face suffered a horrendous sailboating accident, and this is going to sound really stupid, but you know, Simon Le Bon sliced his taint.
Oh,
in a sailboating accident. Absolutely. When the lines came loose and got in between the legs.
Oh.
You had to go to the doctor for that.
Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes, John Taylor, and Roger Taylor.
Oh, shit. God damn. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Were the, I think, big famous ones, but they have right. A bunch of past members who are probably pissed off. They didn't stick around.
Oh, yeah. When Duran Duran broke up, name the two bands they split into.
Duran and Duran.
No, Power Station and Arcadia.
Oh, really?
They totally
dang.
Kind of sounded like two Duran Durans.
They're very much back together. Did they really break up, or was it like, we're just going to go do...
New Moon on Monday. Yeah, they broke up. No, they broke up and made separate albums.
Oh.
It was the taint accident that just split them apart. They just,
pun intended.
No, just kidding. It wasn't. But that really did happen. Simon Le Bon had a horrible sailboat injury. You got to be careful on these boats. They're not toys.
It was the third single from their first album, Girls on Film.
On Film.
That attracted the most attention, went going to number 5 in the UK. The yes. Video featured topless women mud wrestling, pillow fighting, and stylized depictions of other sexual fantasies. This is like this is 81. This is the height of MTV, right?
Duran Duran was totally all over that video scene.
And that was one of the reasons they kind of got famous was because MTV, according to this, edited the fuck out of that and censored the hell out of that video.
No.
Which, of course, it's the Streisand effect. It makes people want to see it even more.
What do you mean the Streisand effect?
That's it's a term because of Barbara Streisand. God, it was like 20 years ago or whenever. She was pissed off, maybe not that long ago, but she was pissed off that she wanted all pictures of her estate from like Google Maps or from like helicopters flying by Malibu Coast.
Yes.
Purged from the internet.
So now you want to see it. I get it.
And it caused the exact backlash. How then all of a sudden her estate was plastered on every website and every blog, tabloid.
That's an old school person coming at that from the total wrong angle. Right. You know what I mean?
Not understanding.
No. You just got to ignore it and understand that, you know, you're a famous person, and if you walk outside and your titty falls out, it will be all over the internet. Deal with it. You're rich.
Television thing? Who cares?
Why does Barbara Streisand give two shits if people know where who's going to see her?
She's out of her mind.
Is she?
Well, I think there's a little, you know.
She's crazy.
I think there's some cosmic narcissism going on there, but, you know.
Isn't she a big old lib?
When you've had 50 years of people telling you, licking your taint and never saying no to you, I mean, it's kind of hard to stay normal.
Right.
Yeah, she's a big lib.
Good for her.
She's on our side.
I'm sorry your picture's out there. Your picture of your fucking house is on the internet.
Now I think she gave up that fight.
Should we use that as a picture for today's blog post?
Barbara's picture. We kind of should. The Streisand effect. Another Wait, people, another term that people use for the Streisand
effect.
I've never heard
of that before.
Also, sometimes they mean the, like when you...
When you put mayonnaise on a lens.
Put mayonnaise on a lens.
Yes.
Figuratively, to...
the Oprah glaze.
Right. To, you just you soft focus the fuck out of it to make people look like they're not as old as they are.
The Janice Dix...
It's that dewy glow they get. Watch that...
Janice Dickinson filter.
Yeah. Who's that hag? I know that narrows it down. She's anti-weed. She used to be a...
What?
She used to be a legislator. Blonde hair. Larger lady.
Geraldine Ferraro?
I can't think of her name, but she's a she's in one of these TV ninnies. Anyway, she's on Fox or something like that. Or on
Ninnies.
But she is famous for, you know, having just a... You can barely see her. And Greta Van Susteren.
Yes.
I saw an interview on her show from Fox the other day. And her guest was like just a regular guy sitting there. And then they cut to her camera and it was like... It's like something from The Hobbit.
Hey, if I have a show and I'm on TV, I don't know. And I'm like, I don't like how I look. I go to whoever's in charge. If I got the money, I'm like, make me look better. I don't care how you do it. Do it. Fucker.
There's a point of where you reach ridiculousness.
So what?
Though.
You're getting paid.
At some point, they're going to put like an electronic burka over you.
The e-burka.
Yeah.
Put a monkey mask on me.
We've got a follow up before we get to the headlines.
Crab diving follow up.
So much to follow up on.
Fuck you.
I don't know how much we can stomach of this guy, but this is a Michael Berry, who's a right wing dickwad. Radio host. Any tap dancing asshole can be a fucking radio host.
Is he on the internet?
I think he might be syndicated. Ooh. I think he might have like AM, some significant AM coverage going
on. Are we syndicated or not?
In small towns.
What is the status?
We don't need to be syndicated. We're around the world anyway.
Right.
Streaming 24/7, crabdiving.com/live.
Dee 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 dee.
Or download us as a podcast at crabdiving.com.
Yes.
This is Michael Berry. From Houston, he's talking about...
Is he a dick? This guy?
Oh, yeah, big asshole. Okay. He was talking about this incident at McKinney, where Officer Fuckface and a bunch of other cops, you know, broke up this... to hear, there's a guy I've been fighting with on our Facebook page for most of the morning, who... Is
this Linda Mood?
John. No, John. This guy is defending Bill, also defending the cops.
Good job,
but
Bill.
But this other guy is a libertarian who occasionally stumbles on the right answer. Like this guy,
I hate that.
And he's a little more affable. Like he's not calling us fags and shit like that. You know, he's like, oh
nice.
You're crazy. But he's at one point said we should have a beard. You know what I mean? It seems like we argue, but he's not a total cum stain.
We should have a beer sometime. What if we rain check that?
Oh yeah,
with the guy. I don't know who the fuck he is.
We could have a beer. Yeah,
we could.
Speculation.
You could kidnap me, put me in a black van, and chloroform my
ass. Their bubble of what happened at this pool party is fascinating.
What are they not seeing that we're seeing?
The story that I. It's really tough to know what the truth is, to be honest with you, because the liberals and the mainstream media, I guess we got to go with more of the mainstream what's going on. Although liberals, the mainstream media is liberal, say that there was this DJ that was at this, that was having a pool party, that set up at this pool. He was tweeting out,
twatting,
hey, show up at the pool party. So a lot of unauthorized teenagers were showing up for this pool party, and it started to get a little crazy, too much to handle.
Okay.
Not only were they teens, but they were black teens.
What?
There were black ones.
In a world where teens are sometimes black.
And
oh, shit.
The teens say they were being treated like shit, that the security guards... were being assholes, that the some of these white parents were being assholes to them. One woman in particular, there's a video of, is what allegedly caused the popo to be called, was, it looks like some big white heifer. The story is that she's told these women, go go back to Section 8, where you belong.
How shitty.
And the woman said something back to her, and the white heifer took a swing. Everybody says heifer swung first.
There's not rile up the heifers.
Yeah, I don't see any reports saying that the black woman started this fight. Every report I've seen has said that this cow.
Right.
And I love cows. I don't want to disparage them. This heinous, fat, corpulent.
Yes.
Human being.
Christie-like.
Racist, who works for Bank of America.
Oh, great.
She's already been, her name's already been put out there on the internet.
You know, a friend of mine said, he used to say about big fat rednecks, he's like, you know, you got to watch him, and it's.
Which is nothing wrong with fat.
No, but it's just, listen, they seem docile, but if they get up. If you make them get up from where they're sitting, right. They will beat the fuck out of
you. Well, that's the problem with Officer Fuckface.
And they're fast. Once they're up on their feet, they're fast.
Momentum.
And it's hard to get all that weight stopped. You know what I mean?
Inertia, be careful. Yeah. That's what the Officer Fuckface was, right? He was pissed off that they made him run.
Officer Fuckface.
He tripped and fell, so he was humiliated. Because while he was running around like a fucking idiot... Like a lunatic. Did you see any other of these cops running around like Officer Fuckface? No.
You know, I got a friend that runs around like that. I actually saw him running around like that last night, but he's on a bender. He's been on a bender for about 2 weeks. He's just totally drunk every night.
Nice.
You know what I mean? But he looks like he reminded me of this fucking cop in this video.
Cop falls down, does a barrel roll, is right there on camera. And then he even says later when he's rounding up kids and smacking them and right before he pushes that thug of a 15-year-old, 85-pound girl in a tiny little orange bikini face down into the first into the concrete and then sits on her, pushes her face into the grass.
What day at the academy do you learn that maneuver, by the way? If you're dealing with a young spindly girl, when do you sit your fat ass on right. top of her?
He's good at it.
Can't you? I mean, my God, don't you have the ability to restrain a fucking child? And if you don't...
Who has committed no crime?
Yeah, why are you restraining her?
She's committed no crime.
Are you allowed to talk to it? You're allowed to talk to cops. You're allowed to yell at cops.
You're allowed
right?
to say fuck you to a cop.
Yeah. It's why our forefathers, you know.
You're allowed to.
Whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
We fought England so that you may say fuck thee.
To a cop.
To the local constabulary.
1 second. I'm bidding on a slave.
You're right. So this is that asshole from. This is just some of. The typical spin of the right. Here's an asshole, right wing radio host Michael Berry.
Fuck
and,
you.
And listen to this. Ugh. Ugh. This is unbelievable.
So we're going to talk for a moment about this McKinney pool party because issues like this make for great
evening news. They have a great clip, a great little video clip. They show a cop throwing somebody to the ground, and then in steps the black pastor, and he says, "We're not going to stand for this."
Do you believe this already?
Oh my God!
He's doing racist black pastor imitation.
Oh, shit!
They throw a kid on the ground. The black pastor comes and says, "Are you going to stand for this?" This is
hopeless. I just don't know. I mean, if you cannot see. A 15-year-old girl
right.
is like a defenseless child because of her skin color. I think we're fucked. I don't know how we're supposed to get past this.
We tweeted out.
I mean, shit, man.
I tweeted out in our name this morning it wasn't even one that was. If you watch the McKinney video, hear the chief's comments, which, by the way, the chief was like, it's inexcusable. The chief said it's inexcusable what he did and that this guy was obviously off the rails and his behavior was nothing like even the rest of the right. cops there.
But still, factions of the right wing must defend this racist white fucking asshole, right?
Oh, yeah. So we said, if you watch the McKinney video, hear the chief's comments and still blindly defend the cop, you are a piece of shit, pure and simple.
Hear ye, hear ye.
We only got one favorite. So go to our Twitter and favorite that. And send us hearts and shit on the Periscope, everybody. Heart us.
Hard. So here's a little bit more of this. We're only 25 seconds in, and already.
He's a dick.
He's a knuckle-dragging racist.
He's a fucking, yeah.
Fuckwad.
We're going to end up having to have a terrorist attack.
And the group is not going to be ISIS. It's going to be USIS.
We're not going to stand for it.
See, he's playing clips back and forth of the preacher, too.
Right.
And then you've got a ready-made crowd of people who don't have day jobs that are ready to storm the streets and threaten the cops. And before we go to the phone line, 713-212-5874.
Oh, we got to call this.
But you've got, did you hear that? Ready-made group of people who don't have day jobs.
So they're ready to...
Oh yeah, it's Obama's unemployed army of Negroes.
Is he going to get to the point where he says this girl has it coming?
Oh well, wait.
Let me suggest that for the people who end up getting in fights with the cops, shut your mouth. Put yourself. Well, they can't do it, but you for a moment. Let me ask you: how many among you would put on a badge and a police uniform?
Oh, God, here we go. I can hear the music playing.
My God.
And, you know, we should all, when a man in uniform walks in, just drop to our knees and beg to fellate him anytime he walks in. And we respect what the cops do.
Absolutely. Yeah, good job, guys.
I don't respect cops that grab 85-pound black girls by the hair and slam into the ground.
We all together as Americans have to say what that fucking guy did was inexcusable. Who gives a shit what he's done in the past? He's sitting on a child.
Right. And
he's drawing his gun on kids.
That's that 100% black and white of the conservatives again. You can't. And I mean race, I just mean they can't, there's no nuance to their thinking whatsoever. It's either, unless you excuse what Officer Fuckface did.
Right.
And can come up with a million reasons. One of those black kids came up behind him and it looked like did you see what one of the guys put on our Facebook?
No.
He put a frame by frame of the kids running around that were running up to the cop when their friend was being assaulted.
Oh my God.
And there's a frame by frame. It's like, look, the one kid looks like he's almost reaching into his pocket.
Come on.
So, of course, the officer pulled his gun. There's two raging animals coming at him, Ryan. Like Mike Brown, the devil in his face, remember?
That's fucking...
I've got to shoot him 117 times.
That's fucking amazing. That's fucking amazing. It's maddening,
so, yeah,
is what it is.
You can still, and again, if you think this is a bad cop and he should be fired, you hate cops.
Right.
You hate cops, and you just think that all the animals should be allowed to run wild. And you have no discipline. People have no discipline.
I mean,
these
the idea
days.
Of, you know, whatever. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to this fucking story other than your outrage, but God, is it the idea of the fucking cops that they're supposed to preserve our rights? The cops are supposed to protect that girl from being sat on by bullies.
No.
I mean, you know, fuck.
What do you think this is?
He's going to a pool party, too. I mean, this whole thing is just pissing me off. So what? So what? They snuck into a fucking pool party, these kids, maybe. Is that what happened?
Well, and, you know.
That's what kids do.
And maybe they were back talking. When I was in high school, we were out and about, and we went to the local... It was an arcade that was attached to a mini golf, putt-putt golf course.
Miniature golf.
On the south side of Chicago. And I was with a friend who had a really cool car that we probably did a lot of crazy driving in.
Oh, shit.
And
my God.
There were some shenanigans. We got into some verbal tussle with some dick. Heads at the everybody's 15 and 16,
yeah,
with testosterone flying around,
and you think you're brilliant.
And so we were like, fuck you, you know, I don't know what it was. Next thing you know, Officer Friendly pulls up, an officer, Ossifer pulls up,
yes,
and kind of a dick,
right?
Unnecessarily,
yeah, he just didn't want to deal with
but
your
nonetheless,
smart asses.
Kind of a dick. I stood there. I was what the sheeple of the right would appreciate. I stood there, kept my mouth shut.
Yeah.
But my buddy was not. He was like, what the, he was like, fuck you to the cop. He's like, what do you think this is? You know, you got nothing to stop me on, things like that. And I'm like, dude, ixnay.
I just want to get out of here.
On the, yes, the cop is an asshole, but you know, for, if we could just bend over and take it for 5 minutes, maybe we'll get out of here without going to jail.
You shouldn't fucking have to.
And my friend was not grabbed by the hair and spun to the ground.
Oh, really?
And face planted into the concrete, nor was he, when he told us to disperse and walk away, nor was he grabbed when he turned around and flipped the cop off and said, fuck you.
Right. I feel like
he wasn't tackled.
But aren't you leaving out a detail?
Well, we're all white.
Okay, there you go.
Right, yeah.
Yay, good for you. What would happen if you were black?
Well, we see. We saw a video of it.
Shot.
And, but that's what these assholes like on our Facebook are defending. They're saying, well, these kids, nobody listens to the police. These kids these days.
You know what it is? Do you think now everyone has iPhones or some smart device that has a camera, and now we are finally just in a deluge. We're seeing just tons and tons of abuse of power. And it's shocking to some people. They can't get their mind around it. Because you grow up, trust cops, do what they say. They you know, they're there to protect you. Well, they're not.
And black people black people are like, see?
Yeah.
See? We've been saying this shit for 40 years.
Yeah, assholes.
That they're driving around our neighborhoods and just grabbing us and beating the shit out of us and throwing us in jail for nothing.
People made that joke. Remember when OJ got off? You remember that?
Yeah.
People were like, you know what the jury needed? They actually needed a video of him sawing the heads off of the
but
gold.
That doesn't we've got a cop choking matter. Eric Garner to death on camera.
But we've learned that maybe OJ, I'm so sorry, OJ, Eric Bana.
Eric Garner got choked.
Just Eric Bana was Incredible Hulk.
He was. Right? Eric Garner got choked.
Right, right. And OJ didn't do it right. It was his son. Didn't we learn that on a previous episode
somebody
of Crab
that,
Diving?
Yeah.
Somebody said it. Who knows?
It was one of the theories.
I think Kate mentioned it.
No, I think it was somebody that it was a caller that was talking about the fact that they were convinced that it was his son that did it.
Right. Maybe it was a voice.
Here's that asshole from Texas continuing.
Oh, yes. Wonderful.
We haven't heard anything heinously racist in about, I don't know, 2 minutes. So here's a dosage.
How many of you would put on a badge, a police uniform, and be the first to respond by yourself to a crowd of teenagers? Amped up. Watch them. Man, they're screaming. You get out of here. Who are you? You don't know what you get out. You get out. Who are you? I mean, you can't do that. No, man. We don't get you. You bet. I mean, you're talking about like jungle animals. I mean, this is wild.
Oh, my.
Whoa.
Pump the brakes.
There it is.
Slow your roll.
Like jungle animals.
Well, this guy makes a point. If you don't see black people as people, then, you know,
so,
maybe.
So. At the Pumpkin Fest. Do you remember the Pumpkin Fest that turned into a riot?
Oh, Charlie
Brown.
At
some university a few months ago that was all profoundly little lily white university kids.
Right.
That got drunk at some Pumpkin Fest, overturned cars.
I don't remember that.
Shit on fire.
Yes.
How
many people were killed in the protests of the pumpkins?
Well, yeah. And
what do they got against pumpkins?
Were those jungle animals that those cops arrived at when they got the call that there's a lot of college kids that are out and they're causing shenanigans? Was this jungle animals? What were they jungle animals too? Of course not, because... They're white.
One network is this asshole on that he can refer to black people as jungle animals and not get a call from upstairs and be like, hey, goodbye. I'm sorry, I can't have that on my fucking network.
I don't know if there's been any
probably
any backlash for this yet, but
probably got a bonus.
I got another minute and a half of this shit.
Are you kidding me?
Crazy, out of control. Would you have ever, when a cop showed up, he's got a gun? Would you have ever? Now, mind you, he didn't show up to a tea party. He showed up to reports of fights breaking out. He showed up to people, and yes, they're probably white people, scared to death, peeking through the blinds. Oh my God, there's a bunch of black people, and they're out on the streets, and they're fighting and carrying out.
The white people were fighting the black people, you asshole. It was that big white heifer from Bank of America that allegedly started it.
Is he saying that it's okay for white people to peer out of their blinds and see? What about, remember that guy in Alabama who happened to be walking down the street? He committed the crime of being Indian. Yes. Right. And he was tackled and hurt pretty badly, right?
Partially paralyzed.
Yeah.
So I guess, brown, nonetheless.
he would fall on the wrong side of that issue.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
And that's on camera. There's the guy's like, give me your ID. And the guy doesn't really speak English that well. An old 70-something-year-old Indian guy walking around a neighborhood.
Man, fuck this guy.
He's there living with his son. He lives in the neighborhood.
He's walking.
First of all, fuck whatever white asshole called the police on him.
Yeah. There's some brown person walking around looking at us white people.
He's on the sidewalk, too. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what?
And then the guy was confused, so the cop grabs him and body slams him to the ground and ended up causing partial paralysis. Broke his neck.
He didn't speak English. Mm-mm. That's why it happened.
Yeah, barely speaks English.
Wow. I would think that these cops have better communication skills. And this guy's like, he was called because there was a fight or something. Well, yeah.
So you're going to expect...
That's what a cop does, though.
Maybe some shit going on, right?
When the cops get called, be like, hey, I want an officer to come by. There's absolutely nothing going on.
Then why send an officer? Why not just drone? Send a drone, level the whole area.
Why not just send anybody else but a police officer? That's what I think. Send the librarian down there.
I mean,
really. Don't call the cops. Unless you're white and you want to see a bunch of black people get beat to death. Or sat on a 15-year-old girl. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, it's some bullshit.
And they're playing that music from Jay-Z. And they're scared to death. That's who his bosses are. He's there to keep the peace in his community. Now, let me suggest. You want to take one little clip of what a guy did? That's fine.
Let's take one little clip of you in the course of a day and not give it any context. I guarantee I can burn any one of you. But a little bit of advice to those punks. When the cops show up, they're outnumbered. They have to take control of the situation.
He's telling the punks of the world, you guys got to take control of this. The cops got to take control of the situation.
He's explaining to you why your civil rights are going to be violated. And why you're going to get the shit beat out of you, and it's justified.
Right.
Because, you know.
Where's that?
And by yourself.
Clip. Wait, I want
to. To a crowd of teenagers.
Here we go.
Amped up. Watch them. Man, they're screaming. You get out of here. Who are you? You don't know. You get out. You get. Who are you? I mean, you can't do that. No, man. We don't get you. You bet. I mean, you're talking about like jungle animals. I mean, this.
There it is.
My.
Just wanted to hear that one again.
God. Hey.
Talking about like jungle animals.
He sounds like a Pentecostal dude speaking in tongues.
Yeah, his voice goes up like 8 octaves, doesn't it?
He's just a colossal asshole. And I got to tell you, nobody likes this guy in his life.
That's
I'm
Michael
sure.
Syndicated. Oh, in his life, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got no friends.
He's a dick.
People who might be into his money hanging on, but I don't know if he's got all that much money.
It is disturbing that he is syndicated. He's got to be on AM radio, you know? Bunch of assholes sitting around listening to him during the day. Oh, my God.
Before we, we're coming up on the top of the hour almost.
Top of the hour on Crab Diving.
We've got a Duggar follow-up.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
After the Duggar Diddler story.
The Duggars.
Now they're saying that the police in Arkansas, where Jim, Bob, and Michelle Gatling gun vagina Duggar live.
It really should be pronounced like that, by the way. It should be Arkansas.
Right.
The way it's fucking spelled, you know.
They probably just at some point got into a fight with Kansas, don't you think? And they're like,
we're gonna be Arkansas. Right. God, the shithole.
Now they're saying, according to a report, that a representative from the Arkansas Department of Human Services.
Yes.
Called 911 on May 27th, saying that they were not able to see a kid that they were supposed to see. We have an investigation. I guess they're not being cooperative, the representative told the 911 dispatcher. We have to see the child to make sure the child is all right. So we just need police assistance.
Okay.
So they were doing a checkup,
right,
on one of the kids, and they had to call the police on the Duggars because they weren't being cooperative.
No, my. Well, they probably couldn't find the kid.
That could be
19 kids. I don't know where the fuck he is. You want me to find one of these kids? I wouldn't know where to look.
So that story's breaking. There's more. There'll be more to that. Keep your ears, keep your headphones in your ears.
Are we just covering white trash America today? I mean, good God, there's Texas and now the Duggars. Where are the Duggars? The Duggars are in Arkansas, right?
They're in Arkansas.
Oh, God.
Yes.
How gross.
Absolutely. We got a couple minutes left. Let's do at least one of the headlines. Let's see what's going on out there in the world. Perfect.
For these lame media characters to get all weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, June the 10th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are the headlines.
Yeah, that was so good. That was perfect.
Over on the commie, pinko, liberal,
effete,
Huffington Post, there is a photograph of a dead person in a coffin.
Okay.
At their funeral. It says 500 and counting, killed by police in 2015.
Is that a lot? That seems like a lot. Doesn't it?
In Cincinnati, yesterday, I believe this was. Two young black men shot dead by police in New York City and Cincinnati.
Oh, shit.
Puts the number killed by police in the U.S. on track to exceed 1,000 by the end of 2015, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay, perfect. Now, how does that compare to the rest of the world?
None in England.
Hello.
I believe this year. Maybe one. I think they did have to kill somebody recently.
Are we behind Somalia or ahead of Somalia? Oh,
well, Somalia we may have beat.
Uh-huh.
Although they don't have police there. It's the Koch brothers' wet dream there of no government, no rules, no regulations, just a bunch of warlords running shit.
Now, me being a naive little effete liberal, is it so dangerous here because the gun companies manufacturers flood the country with fucking firearms
rifles. There's not enough guns. If there were more guns out there, it's a bigger deterrent, and there would be less gun violence.
How many guns should we have then? How many guns do we need per person? How many would you be comfortable having?
There was a graphic. I don't even know if we put this on our Facebook, but I saw a graphic not long ago about guns per person. By country, number of guns per capita.
Oh, that's terrifying. We're winning that, aren't
we? Oh, my God. I mean...
Are we beating Somalia?
By...
Pakistan?
By, like, 20 times? I think it was a really obscene scale of the number of guns per 100 people.
What are we doing with all these guns? Like, why do we need them? What's their purpose?
The national, gun violence is higher than anywhere else in the Western world. A bit more than 100,000 Americans will likely be killed or injured in gun violence next year.
Now, that's not bad. That's acceptable. We can live with that.
Now, maybe 20,000 of them will be suicides.
Yeah. But still, a gun. What can we do to get that number up? Because it seems like that's what the NRA and the right wing want. What can we do to grow that number?
In 1791, guns were almost all single-shot muskets. No one had the ability to kill 10 to 50 people in 10 seconds. Today's total of 290 million guns.
Yay, wow.
Is almost 50% of the households in the United States.
Great. But, like, how else are people supposed to protect their valuable shit?
Number
from marauders.
In the number of guns per 100 people in developed countries.
Yes.
In Japan, it's less than one.
Pussies. Total pussies.
South Korea, like one.
Pussies.
Chile and Spain,
Yes.
About 10 guns per 100 people.
Le pussies.
Ireland, 8, by the way.
Okay. Drunk.
So we don't like guns where we're at. Oh, we will just get drunk and beat the shit out of you.
No, we love our fists. I'm sorry.
Not that way.
No. Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's different parts of Dublin. In certain parts of Dublin.
Some people do, you know, whatever.
Germany, like 30 per.
9.
Canada, a little over 30. And then there's, in second place.
Yes.
Around 45 guns per 100 people is Switzerland and Finland. You know, they like their, they like to go out hunting in Switzerland and Finland.
What's their deal?
And there ain't that many people there.
Yeah.
And then there's a big giant red bar on this.
Wow.
Obviously, this is a anti-gun posting, but
sure.
90 guns per 100 people in the United States of America, which is double the next closest country.
But that's fucked up. That means some people don't get a gun. I mean, a few people.
Some people don't have guns. I know. And the NRA is really pissed off about that.
I don't understand that stat. I mean, I really don't. I can't think of a friend of mine that has a gun. I take it back. I can think of a couple of people with guns.
Right.
And they got money. And they own safes and shit like that. I think kind of. And knowing them, they really shouldn't have a gun.
Did your folks ever have guns when you were growing
up? Fuck no. Are you kidding me? No. I mean, I think. No, we got in trouble if we played with the kid down the street that had a BB gun. No, my mom didn't want anything to do with that.
Oh, wow.
Bullshit. Yeah, a bunch of hippies.
What
about you?
Oh, there were guns available, and I had my first BB gun. I was like 10 or 11, I think.
And yeah, then, but weren't you kind of like born sort of responsibly, though? I mean, aren't you a child that's not going to necessarily going to shoot his eye out or something? I mean, maybe.
Well, no, I mean, you don't know that when you're 10.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect it from you. Other people, sure.
Well, thank you. But
I mean, you drive a little crazy. That's not the best, but whatever. You know, you're not dead.
They're saying that it's the stats that we have it's double the rate of fatal police shootings over the past decade. So,
okay.
The Great. Cops are slinging a lot more lead. Now, I saw a clip this morning.
No pun intended.
And I can't stomach myself to play Keith Ablo.
No, don't.
But he was shitting on. No, he also, when he was talking about the Duggars, sadly, he was correct.
Yesterday, we were watching.
That was painful to watch.
A clip off the air.
Keith Ablo being almost correct. In condemning the Duggars.
We decided we didn't want to play a clip on this show where he looks good. It's flattering for him because fuck that guy.
Never.
He's a dick.
By the way, should we kill the Periscope just in case your phone doesn't die? And we
killing the Periscope.
We lose the video, but thanks, Periscopers. Go to crabdiving.com. Go to Twitter. All over the place. YouTube. We have clips on YouTube.
Goodbye.
So... that's the headline over in the Commie Pinko Liberal Effete Huffington the Post.
Yes.
Is that the police are slinging lead. So anyway, Keith Ablo this morning redeemed himself in his shitbaggery, totally glossing over any tiny bit of correctness he may have had in the Duggar deal. But by talking about this McKinney deal.
Yes.
And he was basically saying, well, you know, the Obama administration fosters... an atmosphere of disrespect for the police.
Come on. Wait, what?
And that by that he mean? Also said Eric Holder, because, you know, they have to still hate on Eric Holder, even though he's gone. Eric Holder and Obama, you know, are anti-police.
Oh, yeah. Listen, Eric Holder.
Because they have the nerve of investigating what happened in Ferguson. They have the nerve of going into Cleveland and saying, you know what? You guys are a bunch of racist fucking assholes. You got to stop your shit.
They don't like
How dare they?
They don't like Eric Holder because Eric is kind of a dick, right, to them. I mean, he's right, very condescending.
He should be.
Absolutely. He's very condescending.
he shouldn't even have to deal with subhumans like Louis Gohmert.
I mean, that's what he's got to be thinking. He's like, God, I made it all the way. This is the highest position I'm going to hold, probably. I'm not going to go. It's not going to happen. This is it for me. And now what am I dealing with? This fuckface from Texas.
What's up? What's going on over there?
Oh, God. The Washington Post is what the headline about the fatal police shootings from the HuffPo. But then
yes.
Most read over at the Washington Post. Pizza Hut's newest creation is a pizza with a 28 hot dog crust.
What the fuck does that mean? 28 hot dogs.
It's got little wieners wrapped in bread surrounding a pepperoni pizza. And you dip the wieners in
I want one.
In mustard. 28 mini hot dogs baked right into the crust. Jesus Christ, America.
That's a William hot dog crust pizza. God. You shove it in my mouth.
Actually, the guy who's probably eating a lot of those, did you see the picture? They finally got, they've Twitter shamed.
Yes.
The big fat, not that fat's bad, but the big fat fuck from Texas who called the police on the savages in the first place.
Oh, yes. What are that guy, that asshole, Barry, what's his face? You refer to them as jungle animals?
Jungle animals.
Be ashamed of yourself. Be embarrassed of your presence on the planet if that's how you refer to humans. Fuck you.
Like jungle animals.
That's stupid. What the fuck is wrong with people, man? I'm irritated.
I had a point.
I'm sorry.
No. Yeah, that's the way the show works.
I know. Searching for my point.
Go to
rattling around in my skull somewhere.
That's what the name of the show should be. Searching for the point. We got a couple. If you go to our Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yay.
I didn't realize it, but it was overnight. So, you know, what the hell. But we've got two Lindsey Graham stories in a row. One, which sadly only about one person seemed to get the joke. Maybe it wasn't a really good joke, but it's Lindsey Graham. You know, Lindsey Graham's in the military.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Still. He's
He's
an officer in the reserves.
Is he like,
yeah.
Is he like Rambo?
He and, what's her name, Joni Ernst, were the ones that are still technically in the military. And that's why they said when they signed that letter to the Iranians that they should have been court-martialed because they're shitting on the commander-in-chief while active military members.
Why didn't Obama pursue that?
Because he's not a Republican. He's not a dick.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if the shoe was on the other foot...
Oh, are you kidding me?
Get the fuck out of here.
Impeach him!
So, I like that Twitter, that picture you put on Twitter of Lindsey Graham with a rifle.
That's the one. Yeah, that's the story. he tweeted that out. Like,
yes,
he wants people to know that he's real comfortable with guns. Lindsey Graham, though, is interesting because, you know, he came out last week and said that he welcomes Caitlyn Jenner.
Sure.
Into the Republican Party. He's like, I welcome her.
Yeah.
He said her. And he said, we need all the votes we can get.
What are they?
Stuff like that. He also says that global warming is caused by man and there's some shit we need to do about it.
Really?
So I don't know how that's going to fly. There's no way in hell that, you know, I mean, he's a nut job. Let's go to war and kill everything.
Yeah.
But
he just wants.
He's running for vice president. He's trying to look pretty.
Right.
So he wanted, he said at a town hall, when somebody said that, we understand you're in favor of stricter gun control measures because he has said, you know, maybe we can do background checks.
Right.
That's such tyranny.
Geez, he's kind of sensible here and there. I mean,
he said, I'm a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment.
Right.
And then he said, check me out. Check my rating with the NRA. Come to my house. I will show you my AR-15.
Oh, my God. What a show off. Is it? We can own AR-15s. That's totally legal.
As long as they're not automatic.
But
as long as they're not turned into automatic.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
you can. Yeah. That's what those assholes walk around to Chipotle.
Oh.
Those brave Americans down in Texas and in Georgia and Oklahoma. You got to walk around
right.
an AR-15, apparently.
Is it true that when Lindsey Graham discharges his firearm, he is pantless?
Never say that again.
He doesn't wear pants when he shoots, right? Or no? Is
Some
that true?
Of the comments on our Facebook. One guy said, I figured him more for a catcher.
Yes.
Because we said, Lindsey Graham wants to know he's always been a shooter.
Yeah.
One guy says, McCain's face knows what a good shooter he is. Another guy says, only at stationary targets, don't shoot back.
Did you hear what at Rated R Comedy said on Twitter?
What did Rated R Comedy say on Twitter?
I thought he was a squirter.
You got it. You got the joke. Nobody else got the joke.
Well, of course I got it. It's about jizz.
I was so sad. I was like, Lindsey Graham wants you to know he's a shooter. I'm funny. And then cricket, cricket, cricket.
I think I was on the elliptical when I saw that, and I was like, oh, squirter. I mean, there was not even any brain synapses fired off.
Great minds think alike.
That's right.
Pearls before swine, man. Yeah. So the story today now of Lindsey Graham is that, I guess we should fire up this real quick.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
Is that a gun?
Gunshot.
How many different guns do we have on that dashboard? Do we just have one, or is it like... You know what gun... But then you uploaded that, right?
Yeah. That one I put in there. This one was in there. Handgun. Machine gun was in there.
You know, a lot of people don't know this. The show has evolved. We used to do a show. It was just about people that would be caught masturbating in public.
Shotguns in there.
Nobody needs that. Yeah. Yeah. What gun is that?
So Lindsey Graham today.
Yeah.
Was talking, I don't know, he's out somewhere, and he says, if he becomes president, well, maybe we will have a, quote, rotating first lady.
I saw that. It's the weirdest way to refer to women, you know, rotating women.
What? In an interview with the Daily Mail,
yes,
he said, well, I've got a sister. She could play that role if necessary.
Creepy.
I've got a lot of friends. We'll have a rotating first lady, he said.
The sister's like, hey, listen, asshole, leave me out of your rotation, please.
I think he's,
trying to be funny?
Joking a little bit there.
Yeah, but who's going to be the first, first gentleman? Well, he just used his buddy.
His sister, Darlene Graham Nordone, lives in South Carolina with her husband and two daughters.
Is she conservative or liberal? Or?
I would assume she's pretty conservative. Historically, I think there's only been two bachelor presidents.
Right.
Historically, the absence of a first lady, daughters, sisters, and other female relatives have filled the role. I would think
who cares?
Maybe if you just don't have one, you don't have one. But
why can't you appoint someone? Like first person.
Where does it say in the Constitution that we need a first lady?
A
first gentleman?
Does it say that? I have no fucking idea.
That's why I think it's weird. Why do people have to fill the role if there's no...
Because that's the way it always has been.
Somebody's got to clean the White House.
Oh, yeah.
Graham would be the first unmarried man as president in the extraordinarily unlikely event if everyone else in the Republican Party dropped dead. And he became president.
You know, whenever I see him speaking on the Hill or whatever and doing his job, I'm like, that's a guy that wishes he was sitting by the pool in his smoking jacket, drinking and apparently shooting off his gun. Yeah. Why is he in government? Do you think he's got enough money to retire Lindsey Graham?
I don't know if he's that rich, is he?
Oh, God, he's good. It sounds like
As far as they go, I mean.
Lindsey Graham has got to be loaded. He's got to be loaded.
Woodrow Wilson was single in office, but his wife died while he was a year into term. He waited a whole year and then married someone else.
Oh, wow. Good for him.
Then there have been only two presidents who were never married when taking the oath of office, James Buchanan and Grover Cleveland.
I really thought you were going to say James Earl Jones. I just did. I don't know why.
49-year-old Grover Cleveland married 21-year-old Francis Folsom while in office.
Francis. Is that a dude?
Francis, like...
Oh, it's
with
a girl.
An ES, yeah.
I was saying, wow. We kind of didn't... First gay marriage of a politician. You think that would be something about?
James Buchanan stayed a bachelor throughout his presidency.
God. You know, Lindsey Graham, he's worth $1.5 million. Big fucking deal.
Not hugely rich as far as senators go. When you think John Kerry's up there with all that Heinz ketchup money. He's the richest one still, I think. The richest guy, I think, in the House is still Daryl Issa, the Sparky Issa from California.
Oh, that asshole from Orange County?
Yeah.
Trashy. Oh, my God, what a trashy area of the state.
Alleged.
Sorry, guys.
Alleged former arsonist. You know, there was the shenanigans with him, with Daryl Issa, where they suspected that he may have been involved in some torching some shit for insurance money.
Right. Why does John Kerry come to work in the morning? I just saw his net worth.
300?
$194 million.
Not that much?
I mean, he's kind of poor, I guess.
I thought it would be up in the 300s.
$194 million. Fuck you.
Why
really
are you flying to the Mideast? Oh, why are you sitting across from Uncle Nipples?
Nah,
why
fuck this.
Are you doing all that bullshit?
I don't want to be secretary, so they don't give a shit. I was a senator. That's good enough. I'll be in Aruba. Playing pool and I don't know. What do you do? What do you do if you... $194 million?
Yeah. You do okay. I think you don't bother. Like you said, you don't fucking bother.
Oh, my God.
What other stuff have we got going on here? All kinds of bullshittery and assholery. I've got a story. Where is it? This is good news, maybe.
Oh, yes.
Or actually, it's news that more companies should fucking follow. Oh, we didn't do the Drudge Report yet, did we?
Oh, yeah. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama, $12.2 million net worth.
Oh, we're good.
Where's he getting all that money from? He's been...
Wrote books and shit.
Well, he was just a community organizer before he was the president, right? He had a lemonade stand, according to the...
They all get rich. Right. Yeah, they all get rich. Well, it's going... Which I... don't have that huge of a problem with. Like the Clintons making 200 G's a speech.
Yeah.
Go make your paper, boo. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, who cares?
As long as they're voting on policies that help the middle class and the poor. I don't give a shit.
Doesn't like, bother you that George Bush gets paid over $100,000? A guy that lied us into a war cost, you know, the death of 200,000 fucking
that's
people.
Different. That's different.
By the way,
he should be in jail.
Yeah, celebrity net worth. I don't know how reliable this is. They have some dubious information on here. Is it for Barack Obama? Place of birth, Honolulu. Thought it was Kenya.
Yeah. That's you got to fact check those sites. Lies, all lies. Let's see the birth certificate.
Right.
So the headline over at the dummy. The Drudge Report.
Welcome to the Drudge Report.
There's no headline at the Drudge Report. Shit.
They take a day off or
no,
something?
Seriously, there's no big giant headline at the Drudge Report. This is the first time I've ever seen this. I'm reloading the page just in case. Nope, still no major headline at the Drudge Report. So,
listen, I read the headline over there on the left. I just saw it.
Obama supporters signed petition to nuke Russia.
Is that true?
Let's take a
look.
I'm
curious.
That leads to...
Did you sign that? I didn't.
RT, RussiaToday.com. And it says, U.S. journalist Mark Dice has asked people of San Diego to sign President Obama's, quote, plan to nuke Russia. Also, he's walking around asking people and they're filming it. You know, it's... Let's talk to dummies on the street.
Oh, okay. It's a
brilliant,
joke.
Hard-hitting comedy and journalism.
Well, how would you sign that petition? Do you want to blow up the Kremlin?
So, no.
Are we not taking
I don't want any nuking going on.
What a pussy. Boring.
You faggot, a few tactical
right.
nukes on those towel heads, ISIS, and everything would be fine. What was it?
Arkansas. Who said that?
Arkansas. Some Arkansas state. Shithead.
Send some tactical nukes over there. Obviously a guy that hasn't had a tactical nuke explode in his back fucking yard.
So this guy was walking around getting people to say, to sign a petition to get President Obama to nuke Russia.
Fuck you.
To, quote, maintain America's superiority.
Net!
The majority of beachgoers didn't appear to get the joke and signed the fake petition.
I love it. I'm out here, my big fat ass, hanging out on the beach, eating bonbons. Oh, you want to nuke Russia? Sure, go ahead. Fuck it.
He says, oh, hey, how you doing? We just need a couple more signatures to support President Obama's new plan to deal with Russia. We're going to launch a preemptive nuclear strike.
Nuclear.
And one guy in one of the videos stops him in mid-sentence is like, yeah, I'll sign it for you. Yeah, I'll sign it. Yeah, I'll sign it.
Oh, shit. Did they not see that movie The Day After Tomorrow? Do you remember that movie? Came out in the 80s about nuclear war and Holocaust.
Kind of.
So we go into war with Russia and get our ass kicked.
I kind of remember that one.
We all die in a horrible nuclear war.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Yes. Oh, it's during the apocalypse. During the nuclear.
apocalyptic.
Oh, okay. You said post.
Right.
Well, I guess, yeah. It's just,
the apocalypse happens during the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Or
yeah,
has
yeah.
it
oh,
already happened?
True. No, it's
at
happening.
At the beginning of the movie.
It's happening.
I see.
I remember it came out when I was in fifth grade, and all my friends were allowed to watch it, and I was not.
Oh.
I was shielded.
I'm trying to think if I was shielded. I don't think I was shielded. Come to think of it. I'm trying to think of a movie that I was ever forbidden from seeing. And I
right.
I can't.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, so this guy said he encouraged people. He said, you know, you're supporting a nuclear strike against Russia.
You understand that, right?
This is the one way we can maintain our superiority. He tells one guy, he goes, you know how Russia's been threatening the United States lately? And one guy goes, yeah.
I mean, how could you be at the beach? You're relaxed. You're having a beer. Oh, yeah. Let's nuke a country.
See, this is why.
What kind of person is, you know.
This is why there's so many Republicans out there.
Right.
One guy says, I've been an American all my life. And then.
What do you want, an award?
Saying about Obama, let's hope he doesn't disappoint me. Sign, 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 sign. I hope he doesn't disappoint me and pussy out on nuking Russia.
That's what Barack Obama, he took Biden aside. He was like, hey, let's not pussy out on this initiative to nuke the fuck out of that country over there.
This fucker, this guy's claiming it's Obama zombies, though. He's a right-wing
Obama
journalist.
Zombies.
He says Obama zombies support nuking Russia to keep America the world's top superpower. You fucker, you asshole. If you go to the middle of Arkansas and ask this question, they're going to say, I hate Obama, but nuke the fuck out of Russia.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially, I mean, let's get real. Let's change it to a country where the people aren't white.
Yeah, right.
Make it a non-white place like Afghanistan or fucking Libya.
I'm surprised he didn't say Israel if he's trying to bait people to hate Obama.
But you know what I mean? No, they love Israel. That's the thing, right? All these assholes, they hate Jews in America, but they love Israel and love Netanyahu.
Yeah.
Only because they want to blow up Iran.
Right.
Yeah, am I understanding that kind of correctly?
Right. And the religious ones think that the whole struggle of Israel is, you know, is in Rapture chapter 69.
Yeah. Bullshit against 69.
Or whatever.
But the Jews killed Jesus. Doesn't that piss these guys off at all? Aren't they mad about that?
Well, yeah. They don't like Jews. They like Israel.
Right. Because
the concept of Israel, they love.
Because the Israelis are fighting brown people. Yeah, is that right?
Right. Damn. And the Israelis taking back all of the Mideast is in the book of, you know, Shitbagicus.
Bullshitica 69.
It's in the rapture. It's in, what's the last book of the Bible? The
I don't know.
What's the one?
Revelation. Revolution.
Good God.
Revelations.
Horrible. The headline just popped up on the Drudge. They must have been re-entering it when we first jumped over here.
Yes.
There's a picture of Paul Ryan.
Okay.
Of Wisconsin.
Now, he's the guy that ran for vice president along with Romney.
Absolutely. Heinous shitbag. Hates the poor. Hates the poor.
Is he, what's he doing? Promoting his latest exercise video or something?
It says, Ryan scrambles to save Obama trade.
Oh, God.
Well, this is interesting. This might be one of those rare moments where we agree with Drudge.
No.
Because if this is about that heinous TPP.
Right. Oh. That's a horrible thing.
Which I think...
What's doing with that?
I think the Drudgies are finally against it. We kind of wanted them on our side for this, right? Because we wanted to stir up the right-wing ninnies about the world domination and the UN taking over and handing over our sovereignty to non-American companies, right, and shit.
At times, the ninnies can be manipulated because they are what? Stupid.
Right. And on this rare occasion, they're right on that one. So Paul Ryan, I guess, is trying to help to get this fast track bullshit going. It says Paul Ryan adds amendment to trade bill to block climate deals.
Why would you do that, you dickhead?
If the House Republicans get their way, President Obama won't be able to use any trade pact to strike any deal on climate change.
Oh, God.
So they're doing it for the wrong reasons. But good. Add more stuff that the president hates. Keep doing that because we don't want him to get this fast track.
Why? They're like, oh, let's tie it to climate change. Why didn't they tie it to gay marriage or something like that?
Environmentalists are pissed off, saying it sends exactly the wrong message at the time when we're supposed to start. When action on climate change is more necessary than ever.
No, it's not actually. It would have been more helpful earlier, right? Because didn't some NASA type say that we were beyond the point of no return with the Earth? Like right now, we're just staving off the inevitable.
Right. I think there's a few of them that have said we're fucked already, yeah, but we can, you know, at least try to ameliorate some of the heinousness of it.
It's kind
of
like the thought that counts, I guess. Right. That's what I feel like when I put something in the recycle bin. I just can't believe that actually makes it somewhere.
So Paul Ryan has actually been working to try to get this bullshit passed.
Oh, good for him.
With this fast track authority. So I'm not sure exactly why this little thing is... It says that the climate change amendment acts as an intended olive branch for House Republicans that are afraid the president might use this trade negotiating power to take action on climate change.
Oh, God.
God forbid they do anything about climate change.
I think maybe people haven't explained to the right why we're concerned about climate change and why it's important, but because we want to stay on this earth as long as we can, because we don't really have if the earth goes tits up tomorrow, what do? We just sit there and wait the what?
Yeah, not a big plan B.
We're going down with the ship. We don't have a choice. There's a space station up there, right? How many spots are available in that?
I don't know how much room is up there.
Shit.
They're saying that a lot of concerns were raised by the congressional delegation from West Virginia.
Fuck you.
Because they want to burn coal.
What the fuck? If I'm a politician in West Virginia, the only thing I'm concerned about is getting the water where it doesn't taste like licorice.
No, if you're a politician in West Virginia, all you care about is making sure that you make sure the mine companies and the polluters can do whatever they want so you can make money and stay in
right
office.
And meanwhile, you'll keep the electorate.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, you move to an area, you're making money now. You move to an area where there's not going to be pollution.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's for the poor people and the brown people.
Absolutely. You keep them distracted with abortion, right, gay marriage.
There's no way any Coke brother can smell anything from any of their heinous plants ever. Oh. Any of their estates around the world, there's not one waft.
Shut the fuck up with that.
Their own pollution coming anywhere near their giant estates.
Yo, man, they fucking those rich assholes. Remember, there was supposed to be a wind farm off the coast of.
Well, that's going.
Oh,
he
it
lost.
Is.
He lost that one. Yeah, one of the non-famous Koch brothers, a third Koch brother. There's a few of them.
Oh, yes.
But he's not one of the most politically active like David and Charles are.
Hello, David.
I don't know what his fuckhead Coke. I don't know what his name is. The other Coke brother.
Did they have a body that Cokes, or are they just Rumman, like heads that float around like in Futurama?
His name's Rumman.
Rumman Coke.
Yeah.
My name's Jackin.
He Jackin. He has a Martha's Vineyard, like you said. He's got an estate overlooking the ocean or the inlet or whatever.
Oh, yes.
And they proposed a big project that would generate clean energy by putting a wind farm out in the middle of that.
Fuck you, dude.
There's a ton of wind out there, and they could generate a lot of clean power.
Boring.
And he was like, well, wait a minute. But I can see those from my window.
Oh, my God.
I can see those fans out in the water. And I think it's ugly, so I'm going to sue.
Oh, God. This guy needs some perspective or some bullshit. You know,
he lost.
You know, I saw a guy at the corner this morning folding up his tent. And I don't know how. What do you think his view is like? Is he offended by his view at all? Out the fucking nylon flap of his fucking tent?
And if he's a veteran, I mean, for every night he has to sleep out, a Republican should get a colostomy or something. I mean, it's
got a lot of extra holes in my ass now.
Heinous.
A human being shouldn't.
That
shouldn't happen.
They vote to not give a shit about what's going on with homeless veterans. So that's the headline over at the Drudge. They're pissed off at Paul Ryan for apparently wrapping his lips around the big giant Kenyan cock in the White House because he dares to think to break ranks and think that he wants his trade deal.
You know, do you think Obama would like our show?
Probably. I mean,
I think so, too.
Yeah, secretly.
Secretly.
He'd like, you called him a cunt.
He's like, oh,
yeah.
Michelle's coming and turn off crab diving. I don't want to hear her shit. You know?
I think she would like it, too.
Oh, I do, too.
Probably more than him.
Oh, yes.
If you go to our Facebook, there's a little bit of good news and
what
somebody that
shut the fuck
I don't
up.
Know maybe we should pay attention to as to how they treat their employees.
Yes,
Sir Richard Branson.
Oh yeah, is this the guy that goes in space and all that bullshit?
Yeah, billionaire Virgin.
He's a Virgin.
Virgin Airlines, Virgin Management, Virgin, Virgin, everything's Virgin.
Why does he name everything Virgin?
I don't know.
What's his fucking deal with that? It's odd.
I'm sure that story's out there.
What shall we call? What am I going to call my aerospace company? Ooh, how about Virgin?
Wasn't it a creep? Wasn't the first thing that he started
a brothel
dude or something? And it was Virgin Records. Wasn't that it?
Oh yeah. It was Virgin, but still
Virgin
weird
group. Anyway. So. Virgin Management Company, one of his corporations, he has instituted a policy.
Yes.
And get this. A full year of paid leave.
Oh, fuck.
For both parents of a newborn.
Wait a sec. What's this kid going to do with his parents around all the time?
He says, I believe if you take care of your employees, they will take care of your business. Now, the Koch brothers just felt a cramp in their taints when they hear that. They're like, oh, you can't do that. You should pay them 10 cents an hour.
Ouch.
How are you going to be profitable?
Right.
If you let your employees take time off like that.
What are you going to do with all these happy people that get to be around their kid when he's a little baby?
He says, as a father and now a proud granddad to three wonderful grandchildren, I know how magical the first year of a child's life is, but also how much hard work it takes. I'm delighted that we can offer this support to our staff so they can enjoy parental leave to the full. After you're there for a year, you qualify for this coverage.
Okay.
Which is for the after you're there for a year, if you go on leave, you can take a year off at 25% of your salary. But after 4 years of service, you get 100% of your pay.
How do they afford that, though?
Because they make billions in profits. That's why.
They don't even skip a beat, right? If somebody gets pregnant, they pay them for a year, and they don't work.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter, right? Because it's Virgin. They have shitloads of money. Well, why doesn't every company? Does Apple do this?
No. Even in the story, it says, these days, the idea of offering employees outstanding benefits as a reward for loyalty is something completely lost in far too many American businesses.
Good for him for saying that.
No, he didn't say it. The story wrote this.
Oh, okay. Well, now there's another company that does it too. Is it Walmart? Do they do that or no?
No.
Are you sure? Check. Check right now. I'm just kidding.
They say, as contrast, American food service employees can look forward to 10 cent raises, no paid sick or vacation days, mandatory holiday hours. And some companies are now giving free training on how to get Medicaid and food stamps.
Oh, my God.
So, like, Walmart is offering classes
on how to do that.
On how to get Medicaid and food stamps because we don't pay you enough.
How much of those? This is all crazy. They're the reason they're getting.
Right.
This is fucking ridiculous. Right. This is like if someone shoots you, they're like, hey, listen, we're going to tell you how to get justice or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right. I don't know what I'm talking about. Fuck it. This is nuts.
They're of the normal countries in the world.
Yes.
The U.S. joins Lesotho.
What?
Swaziland. And Papua New Guinea as the only countries that do not mandate paid maternity leave.
So we're on the same level as Lesotho,
Swaziland, and Papua New Guinea.
Now, are they big countries or where are they? They're in Africa?
All in Africa.
Developed or no? Or what's wrong with
less,
us?
I would say less developed than the United States.
What's going on here? Are we just a bunch of fucking jerk-offs?
Australia, you can get 126 days off.
Well, they're pussies.
But they pay you at the federal minimum wage.
Okay.
Brazil, 120 days pussies. At 100% pay.
Damn. That's awesome.
Canada, 119 days, 55% pay.
Socialism.
France, you get 112 days at 100% pay.
Oui,
Germany.
Oui. Nine.
The strongest economy in Europe.
Oh, God!
98 days, 100% pay.
This is crazy. Why do we suck so much balls?
Japan, 98 days at 60% pay. Italy, 140 days, 80% pay. Indonesia, 84 days. No offense, Indonesia.
Sorry.
184 days, 100% pay.
God.
U.S., 0.0.
Why do we stand for this? Why are we not out rioting in the streets, getting crazy?
Oh,
this is bullshit.
We are.
Are we? I mean, I'm not.
It's starting.
Right.
Occupy and shit. There needs to be more of that.
Well, you know, in America, you don't really need to watch your kid grow up because we have such amazing television that can raise your child for you, right?
Right.
I don't know. Why do we suck so hard? This sucks.
And then here's a stat. This is from ifyouonlynews.com. I was reading this article, by the way.
This just in.
A scary stat that the U.S. is one of the only countries in the world that doesn't offer paid leave to new mothers. But a quarter of all poverty spells in the United States. So
what?
When people that are doing okay suddenly go into poverty.
Okay.
One fourth of those are because of having a baby.
Okay, so you're seeing a correlation. You're drawing some conclusions right. Based on facts.
Because maybe sometimes people have to quit work because they had a baby because they're not given family leave.
But
they work at Wal fucking Mart.
Well, why don't you take your kid to work with you? I mean, you know, I've been to Walmart. There's plenty of soft places there. You can leave a baby.
And then this is an unbelievable stat. I don't know why we're not just hoisting them up at the on the ends of pitchforks. These fucking politicians.
Yes.
It says that paid family leave is shown to reduce infant mortality by as much as 20%.
Bullshit.
You pay your parents to stay home with their kids. Less of them die in the first year.
That's important.
The U.S. ranks.
No.
37th for infant mortality.
Man, you can't always win. You are
37th.
You can't always be in first place, okay?
Who
are we behind?
How
how
can anybody say this is the greatest country on the
planet
right now? Right
now? We're Syria on that list. Are we
have the whole
Are we at least ahead of Syria and Somalia?
Well, in that one, I would think. Yeah, an infant mortality. Let's give us that.
Well, I mean, this should be the safest place on the fucking planet to have a child. Look at all these rich corporations here.
Nope.
We should have a thriving economy.
I shouldn't have to pay for any Negro who opens her legs.
Oh, man.
That's the mindset.
God.
That's the mindset. They also say that paid leave improves worker retention. and it ends up saving employers money because of reduced turnover costs. You know, when people quit and you got to hire somebody else, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, but you're talking about turning our country into a communistic republic. Right. What in the fuck?
Which is
we're not killing the American dream. The American dream is to have a child, immediately go back to work, and let somebody else raise a kid. You know what I mean?
I like the democratic socialism of Bernie Sanders.
Oh, me too.
And of Germany and of Netherlands,
Barsky,
where they
Barsky,
have
112
days.
Oh yes,
of paid leave at 100% pay.
When tremendous pussies.
By the way, this is maternity and paternity. Some of these places let the father and the mother take time off.
What?
Which here in the United States, heads would
right.
Just they don't get that.
They don't need that.
I remember working in Chicago at the place that the Evil Empire, where we were both temping, where we met.
Totally evil, dude.
Giant mega accounting / law firm.
Horrible.
Worldwide.
Yes.
There was a senior manager there.
Okay.
Who has lady parts. And she got pregnant.
Okay.
And I just remember she was back to work within like days after that kid was born. And I remember people talking to her like at lunch one time about, well, don't you wish you were home with the kid? Did you ever consider? And she was just like, well, no, I mm-mm. She was one of these type A, work 80 hours a week, make money, screw everybody over.
How is this company going to have money to give her maternity leave?
And now she's paying money to have some stranger stay with. They hired a nanny.
They probably hired a great nanny. And to be fair, that nanny
kid's might probably better off.
Much better off.
Yeah. But I mean, she wouldn't, you know, she didn't need this paid maternity leave or whatever. Now let's go talk about, cause she's making 200 grand a year. Now let's talk about somebody at Walmart who's working full time.
Okay.
At $8 an hour.
Oh, they're back to work really quickly as well. You know why?
They're never back to work. They can't. How can they afford daycare?
Oh, that's true. I was going to say, they're going to starve to death. They have to do some. But no, I bet they work. They just let an extended family member watch the kid. I mean, really, I mean, they have to work.
So that's, only 13% of Americans right now have access to any kind of paid family leave from their employer. Because there's no law here.
But
because that's bad for business. All those businesses would close here in America if you forced them to give shit to their employees. Look at how Europe has collapsed.
And how is it unpatriotic then for me to say, well, we aren't the best country on the planet. I'm sorry. We're not. Look at that.
I don't think it is. I think it's more patriotic of you to say we need to fix shit in this country.
We have to question bullshit.
And always want to be better and make things better. And if that requires us to change something, then let's do that. The Republicans think we're back in 1780.
At the end of the day, you're another day older.
And it's look at Scalia.
Yes.
Well, that Constitution, the way it was written in 1789... You shouldn't have changed a goddamn word. Those Negroes are worth 3/5.
I don't want to look at Scalia. It's disturbing.
It's just a weird, completely baffling mindset. And it is trickle down from the fucking giant corporations who own all these politicians.
It's trickle down. Open up your mouth, stupid. Enjoy.
I've got... So that's enough pontificating about that shit. Branson, cheers to Branson.
Yeah, good job.
And
but it is nuts. We should all be outside tearing our heads off, hair out, and screaming at the top of our lungs.
And so that was a little bit of good news, I guess. Although it ends up being bad news because it ain't us. It ain't America. It's another country doing something better, or company from a different country.
Dude, if you think about 37, that means countries like Guatemala.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Honduras.
Their babies live better than ours.
But how? I mean, what the fuck?
In Finland, I think it's Finland.
Yeah.
They One of those, Switzerland maybe, maybe both. I think a few of these scandal countries. But they give everybody, whether you are a billionaire or you make no money, when you give birth, the state, the evil socialist state, provides you with a baby kit.
What? That's great.
You have like this, they give you a box. It's this big box, and it's full of all kinds of shit. All kinds of stuff, diapers and books on how to take care of your kid, all kinds of stuff, a blanket, a pillow for the, you know, all kinds of just the stuff that you need.
That's awesome.
And the box, they designed the box that it is also a newborn bassinet you can use it as. So not only that, but you take all the shit out of it and you throw your kid in there to sleep.
Well, you don't throw him in there. You place him in there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You shake him and then you put him in there.
Yeah. It sounds like they're really concerned about their citizens and that they're healthy.
And they're teaching even poor people to take care of their children and help them along with getting their babies well here in America.
Yeah.
You're a taker. What do you mean that kid needs his shots? I ain't paying for that little Nick.
In Finland, how old do you have to be for it to be okay to for the cops to sit on you?
I don't know.
The age to be sat upon by?
Do they have cops in Finland?
No, they don't even need them there.
323.
Why do they need cops?
601-5427 if you're listening to us in Finland.
If you're a Finnish cop, I think they carry blow darts.
We get downloads from Finland.
Do we really?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, good. I bet they carry water pistols there.
Stop or we'll email you.
Yeah, we're going to send you.
I will BlackBerry you to stop.
I will send you a tweet.
I've got a story here that I found during my day job.
Okay.
Where I do reports for companies, for ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
And one of them is a dating company. So if it turns out that we get a lot of dating polls and stories here, that's where I get them from.
Is it
at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Is it the farmer's thing? You meet another farm worker kind of dating site?
Oh, they have those. Yeah, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. They have Grindr for farmers.
God, I almost remember the name of one of them. Anyway, this happened in Japanese.
Yes.
In Japan, I mean. And happened in Japanese.
It happened in Japanese.
Subtitles. There was a dating site there. Now, eight executives.
Right.
Who ran a popular dating site, a group of several different dating websites in Japan, have been arrested.
What?
Their websites had over 2.7 million members. Million members.
Right.
On this dating site.
That's a shit ton.
And after an investigation, these men, they believe, have made over 34... Okay, this is in Britain, 34 million pounds. So that means about 50 million bucks. That they discovered is big giant scam, and on the out of 2.7 million members, one woman. One member was a woman, and the rest were fake accounts that they would operate and keep talking to these lonely guys and getting them to keep spending money.
We'll see. Now, you're looking at this from the wrong angle. That just sort of illustrates the hope of the Japanese male. And the optimism.
That's a nice way to look at it.
Oh, my God. One chick, huh?
One real woman they found.
How many dudes?
2.7 mil.
Talk about a sausage party.
Employees were paid to continue conversations with men via email and mobile messaging programs in order to trick them into believing they were having some success. And that they would keep paying membership fees.
God, do you
despite the fact that they never actually met in person any of these women.
That probably means they had spreadsheets of canned responses to say, like, you look beautiful in this picture. And you just hit the...
thank you, yeah.
Yeah, you copy, paste, send.
Yep. So these eight guys are under arrest now.
Absolutely.
Been charged with defrauding.
Are they going to put them to death?
All of these, well, I don't know. Do they still have the death penalty in Japan?
Fuck no. They make them apologize.
I think they don't. In fact, they don't because it's only
us,
Saudi Arabia, and North Korea and Iran, right? I mean, those are the some of the places.
And all those places are having problems. I mean, we can't find the drugs to put people to death with. And in fucking Saudi Arabia, they're out of amputators and head cutter offers.
Missouri just found a dosage, though. They just offed somebody a couple days ago.
What'd they use?
What they usually use. They were able to find some of the older stuff, I guess, or whatever. But
we got actually the good stuff.
On Rachel Maddow, she said that might literally be the last person executed because that was it. But that was the last dose anywhere in the States that they know of.
God, that guy is unlucky. And honestly.
That if they can't figure out a way to try to fix these laws, that they might just they might go the Nebraska way, which inexplicably voted to ban the death penalty, despite being a blood red state.
God, I mean, also maybe in Nebraska they don't want to kill people because they're like, who's going to fucking live here? There's like four of us.
Right.
It's a horrible state. God, it really is. You remember driving through that? We drove cross country from Chicago a couple times. Driving through Nebraska, it's like, wow, it's a state. Not only is it long, it smells bad.
Yeah, that's
the whole thing.
That's
and you're.
That's why I was,
speeding?
Yes.
You're a wanted man.
I was going 45 miles over the speed limit.
How does that even happen? What? God, I mean, I don't know. That's a lot.
Breaking news. We'll probably do this tomorrow. We're almost out of time, but it says Florida Rick Scott, Florida governor, bat boy Rick Scott.
Did he sprout fangs?
As is going around the country, he signed a bill requiring women to visit clinics twice before they have an abortion.
Twice.
So not only do you have to drive probably a couple hundred miles, now you got to drive back a couple days later because you got to be sure, right?
Oh, yes. Congratulations to the Republicans for reaching out across the aisle to the other side.
It's so
appealing
heinous.
To minorities and women. Nice.
And before we go here, Jeb.
What a fucking asshole.
Before we go, Jebediah, James Earl Jones, Bush. Or
this is CNN.
Jeb, John Ellis Bush. J-E-B.
I cannot stand this guy, dude. I can't.
Somebody did some digging and they found in his 1995 book, Profiles in Character.
Who the fuck would read that? What a
There was a chapter titled The Restoration of Shame.
Oh my God. Was it put a gimp suit on?
Quote, one of the reasons more young women are giving birth out of wedlock.
Oh, my God.
And more young men are walking away from their paternal obligations.
Yes.
Is that there is no longer a stigma attached to this behavior.
Yes.
No reason to feel shame. There was a time when neighbors and communities would frown on out of wedlock births.
Oh, the good old days.
And when public condemnation was enough of a stimulus for one to be careful.
Put her in the stocks, in the town square, and throw tomatoes
exactly
at her face.
Exactly. Where are the good old days where we could scream, slut, whore?
Why can't we put a scarlet letter on?
But only at the poor ones, because you know what would happen to the rich ones that got knocked up? They would go away for a few months. She's not feeling well. She's going to the beach house to relax. She's got the vapors.
Right.
Right?
Absolutely,
they send them off to crank out their kids. Throw the kid into, or they get an abortion.
Sure. At a nice hospital. Now, how many times, if they're getting an abortion, though, if you're a rich person, how many times do you have to visit the clinic before the state says it's okay?
There are none.
How many preps?
Because you're not going to a clinic. You're going to your $5 million gynecologist.
How many scopes does the white man say have to go inside you before you can kill your baby?
Right.
What's wrong with us?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
You are disgusting.
So there you go. More bullshittery, even from the Bush. From Jeb Bush thinking that we should bring back public shaming for those whores that have babies. Out of
wedlock. Fucking God.
What century is this?
I want people that plan on voting for George, for Jeb, to explain to me why you'd vote for somebody that wants you to work two more years.
Right. And not only you work two more years, but then we're also going to give more tax cuts.
Oh, yes.
To the rich. That's why you have to work two more years.
Bend over, stupid. Right.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, on Crab Diving Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Tide Coast, live streaming for you at crabdiving.com/live. Following this episode is a rerun of our brand new show, 2 Cents.
That's right.
Or 2 Cents, since it's spelled differently.
Greg Rothman, Joss Odor.
From Chicago, two Chicago dudes talking smart stuff. Check them out right after us here live if it ain't, if it's, you know, like almost 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Wednesday if it ain't that time. Hey, go download them at crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher with all the other stuff that you can download there from the Crab Diving Network.
Yes.
Our social media, crabdiving.com, over on the left, blue buttons. Tickle them, touch them, spread them.
Right.
Go to them.
Thumbs us up.
Thumbs us up.
Share us.
Find out where the very funny Mr. Ryan Pfeiffer is going to be doing some comedy type stuff. Go to his Twitter at RatedRComedy or to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Back tomorrow, everybody. CrabDiving.com for everything crabby.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.